Hey everyone, welcome to episode 47 of the Talk on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host Jack. How's it going, buddy?
It's going as well as I can with a plate of hot wings in front of me. But
that's correct. Better. I'm feeling the exact same way. I can smell these wings every time I move forward. So I'm a bit worried, but I'm a bit excited. So that being said, obviously this is our punishment episode. So as you know, if you follow us on Instagram, Jack and I have been doing a pick'em for two seasons. Jack smoked me in the first season, but I ended up coming back and beating him in the second season. So what we decided on is we're going to both do a punishment together. We deemed it only fair. And that's why we brought on our friend Ryan, former guest of the show, to come and ask us some pretty difficult trivia questions. And if we get them wrong, we have to eat these wings. How's it going, Ryan?
Right on. I'm excited to see this.
Oh, I bet you are. That's right.
I'm not making it easy on you guys either.
You got a front row seat to our agony. So I guess to start off, as you can see in Jack's background, if we do publish this on video somehow, he's got the GOAT interviewer, Sean Evans, on there. His show, Hot Ones, is what we're inspiring this off of. I know we all watched the show, so we thought it would be a perfect, perfect way to kind of lock in this punishment for our first two seasons of Pick'em. That being said, Jack, let's start off quickly before we get into the trivia. What do you have here in regards to stuff to save you? Not the wings itself, but like you got water there, you got milk. What do you have?
No milk, no dairy for this boy. Got two things of water and a Storyteller beer.
Oh, perfect. Former sponsor.
As everyone knows, I am now the face of Storyteller beer.
Well, you can look here. I got these two big jugs. And another jug of water. Yep. And then I've got a nice little Yarito. How did Frank the Tank say it? I can't remember.
He said it was some spice.
Yeah. So I'm going to pour that one and hopefully that'll cut out some of the madness that the wings bring us. All right. So shall we hit us with the first question? Are you ready, Jack?
No.
Yeah, I mean, either, but let's get started. All right, Fice, Jack's going to go first. I'll go second. Hopefully the questions are easy and I didn't sewer myself there. The same difficulty, not easier or harder. But yeah, hit Jack with the first question here.
Be gentle.
All right, I'm going to go right to it here. And the first category is animals.
Oh,
so Jack.
Yourself, Fice.
What are the most dangerous animals of the Amazon rainforest? List five.
Five.
What if I say snakes? Okay, anaconda. That was in the rainforest. There's a tree frog that's really poisonous. There's probably like five. Eat them. Okay. Frog, snake, bear. Oh, wait, no. There's lions and tigers, I think, in the Amazon. I might be geographically completely wrong. And then the next one, I don't know, Ryan Fice, if he ever went to the Amazon. That's five. Is that right?
I'm going to have to say you're wrong on that one.
Probably pander a little bit.
I'll give you the answers though. Do you want me to give you the answers?
I have to eat the wing, so sure.
Yeah, wait for the wing for me though, Jack, because I assume I'm gonna be getting it wrong too. So all right, what were the answers though, Fiser? That was a tough one to start. You're not starting off easy.
No, go jump in right to it. So we got a type of spider, we got a jaguar, electric eel, alligator, bullet ant, piranha. Jack was right on the money with the poisonous frog and a green anaconda.
The ant is one of the most poisonous. Imagine going to a rainforest and then dying by an ant. It's like there's jaguars and snakes. All right, Fice, I've got an animal question too, I assume.
You have an animal question coming up.
Swear to God, if he has to listen.
You have to name four dangerous animals in Jamaica.
Oh my God, that's harder.
Out of seven options I have here.
Okay.
Out of the top seven, you have to give me four.
Jamaica. Okay, so I'm gonna go with, there's probably a very poisonous spider out there. How specific do I need to get here? Is that spider okay?
That's specific enough for me.
Oh, okay. There's got to be a bad. There's got to be a bad snake out there too, like some sort of snake that doesn't end well. Now I got ant in my head, and I want to say that, but I feel like that can't be right. It can't be right, so I'm not going to say that. I've never been to Jamaica. Where have I gone around there? Well, they've got to have some sort of. Do you go aquatic? I feel like you don't go aquatic. Is it land, aquatic? I feel like I should stay on land. Let's go. There's got to be a. I feel like cat is too general, so I'll have to go with a cheetah.
That's a good pick.
And I feel like I'm going to out myself here.
Uh-oh.
By accident. I don't. Like, I want to say rhino because I remember them being, like, the most dangerous. But I feel like I don't know if there's any rhinos. All right, fuck it. I'll say it. I can't think of anything else. These wings are already messing with my brain. I'm going to go with spider, snake, cheetah, and rhino.
All right. Well, you're going to have to eat a wing for me, buddy.
Oh, what was it? Was I even close? Did I get one right?
You were not close.
You had one right. American crocodile, scorpionfish, sea urchin, stingray, tiger shark, centipede, and spider.
I said aquatic too, and then I scared myself away. That was stupid. All right.
So Jack, I would have done better on that one.
What wing do you have there?
This is just regular buffalo. I don't know why I'm actually hyping this up. This is probably going to be a good one.
All right. I've got the sriracha here.
That's the entry level.
Got the basic sriracha. I'll put it up on the pedestal here. All right.
A bit more hot sauce too. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
A little bit of ASMR too.
You have fun.
Yeah, we might have to edit that out. Unless people like that, maybe.
Maybe we'll start an OnlyFans for that.
Is it hot or is this a real basic one for you?
It's pretty basic.
Are you going full wing too?
Full wing. Can't really shoot that well. I do bite at that bitch. I'll go for a little more. That would be funny if we just eat the mad dog. That's nothing.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I douse that in sriracha. Not going to lie. It's like a little spicy because... Literally covered the whole wing in it, but I love sriracha. That's my go-to for wings, so I like that.
I agree.
Nothing too challenging, and I deserve it after that terrible answer. Do you need to brace yourself, Jack? Are you ready for another question?
I'm ready to roll, man. It's not going to get hard until I think the third. I think in the middle barrier, I think is when it'll hit.
I'm confident mine's going to get hot next, Sauce.
Okay.
Which is not good. All right, Fischer, hit us with the second cue for Jack.
All right, so my next category here is city and country. So basically, I'm going to give you guys a city name, and I'm going to give you a hint, and then you have to tell me what country that city is from or located in.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Geography. But yeah.
All right. So the city is La Paz or Paz. And I mean, my hint is it's in South America.
La Paz, South America.
That leaves a couple countries on the board.
It does leave a couple countries on the say, I need a map. I don't even know where I failed geography. Do I just be close? If I get it wrong, am I out? Are we all right.
One and done.
I'll say Brazil. Is Brazil? Is that a country?
Good answer.
Is that a country?
That's a good answer, but it's not the right answer.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Okay, so it's gotta be it's gotta be like a French part of of like South America. I feel like I don't know. That's gonna be totally off. I'm gonna say it's Chile is my guess. Not that I get to guess, but total guess. And I don't even know if Chile is French.
That was a little closer.
All right, what is it, Pfizer?
The answer is Bolivia.
Oh, and I would never guess that in 100 years. That's a tough one.
All right. So I'm going to go to yours now, Tom.
Another win.
Yep.
Okay, so Tom, your hint is it's in Europe, and the city name is Oslo.
Oh, what?
I mean, it's Norway. I'm like 99% sure I've been there in that airport for like 30 minutes. So I'm going to lock in Norway.
He's been there.
Is that correct?
Oh, damn. Well, that is correct.
Let's go. Here we go. What'd you say, Jack?
Everyone knows Oslo.
Not everyone. I feel like that's not a very close. All right. Jack.
I'm not a complainer.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm going to be one today. All right. Here we go.
What is it?
Oh, yeah. Often.
Knees deep in it already.
Oh, my God.
So, Feist, while he's chewing on that wing. So, how do you even find it? Yep. Like, how do you go about finding this specific city? You just Google like South American cities or European cities?
He Googled hardest city to find, and then he Googled easiest city to find.
Honestly, I just went on maps and like Googled in close to an area, and I was like, oh, that seems like a good one to pick.
What was that, Jack? Completely you look like random. You're struggling.
Oh, I think I mixed up the order.
Uh-oh, that's not good. What is it?
That was the habanero one that I said I wouldn't do.
Uh-oh, that's not good. Don't touch the eyes, as Sean always says.
All right.
Do you want me to go first on this question? Jack, do you need a minute to
No, we're not breaking up the order now.
All right.
I'm breaking up this order. Feist is probably fair and says that really last hard. One was easy. So now this one for me will be easy. I'm keeping this one.
All right. Jack.
Yep.
It's going to be movies as the category. So I'm going to ask you a movie. You have to tell me the year it was released. And I have a bonus question here. And I'm going to tell you how long the movie is. And you have to say if it was longer or shorter. Okay. That's just for fun, that part. Yeah. Okay.
So much
fun. So the movie is Avatar. Avatar.
I feel like you might get this,
and Jack. Yeah, let's go with Avatar first, and then you can see if you can get the answer right.
What am I guessing? Oh, when it came out?
When was Avatar released?
So that was the peak of Blu-ray. I want to say 2009.
You locking that in?
Yeah.
12 years ago?
So 2009 is correct.
Yeah.
Oh,
fucking okay. Knew that.
Throws it back.
And just for fun, is it longer or shorter than 2 hours and 45 minutes?
It's 3 hours. I think it's shorter.
Shorter is correct. It's 2 hours and 42 minutes.
Wow. I knew it was close, though. I knew it was way close. Couldn't tell you a fucking character on that show, on that movie, though.
All right, hit me, Feister.
Okay, Tom. The movie you have is Here Comes the Boom.
Oh, God. I've seen it, too, but...
That's the MMA movie?
Yeah, with Kevin James, right?
And Joe Rogan.
Player comparable is Creed, Rocky.
Gone with the Wind.
All right. So that's got to be... That came out after... Oh, I don't even want to look at Jack's face when I say that. But I would say that is more recent than Avatar. Oh, I don't know, though. especially after Jack Laffitte. It's got to be similar time range. Like, there's no way he's going to pick a movie that's like 8 years later or something. Kevin James. I don't know. He looks the same. He's ageless wonder. It's hard to tell. I remember watching that movie, so I'm going to go with 2011. That's my guess.
2011 is wrong.
Oh, no. What's the year, Fraser?
2012.
Fuck. Okay, I wasn't that far off.
My guess would have been 14.
Yeah. I thought it was newer than Avatar, but I didn't know how.
Newer than Avatar. Dude, come on. That Avatar started the whole thing. Here comes the boom.
All right, okay. Fraser, what's the time?
And your bonus answer here is it longer or shorter? Sorry, is it longer or shorter than an hour and 50 minutes?
My gut tells me it's more because, did Jack have more? I'm going to lock in more, even though that seems like a very long time for a movie of that sort. But just because I think you're going to change it up and not have like the under for both, I'm going to go more longer than that time.
Longer than an hour and 50 minutes. It was actually shorter. It was an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, an hour and 50 minutes of Kevin James wrestling.
I wait. Maybe it's just a dream. All right. Well, we opened up here, Jack. I'll throw my next sauce up here. Thanks to Pizza Pizza. No free ads, but they gave me the wings today. So got the Frank's Red Hot from Pizza Pizza sauce on here. Shouldn't be too bad, but there's a lot of sauce on there. I don't know if you can see, but that's quite a bit of sauce.
Saucy, so my man.
I'll get into it. If you guys had to watch either of those movies on loop for a full 24 hours, which one would you pick?
I don't like Avatar that much. I might have to go Here Comes the Boom because Boss Rootin's pretty funny, isn't it? I didn't peek on it.
I think I might
Avatar
pick
Avatar at all.
Avatar, yeah.
On loop?
Just for the sole reason it's longer.
More action, too, I'd say. I feel like Here Comes the Boom could get a bit repetitive.
I mean, fair.
All right, I'm ready. That one wasn't too bad. It's hot on the tongue, but the next one is where it's going to get a bit bad, I'd say.
Let's get the Scovilles up for this one. My next one's 21,000.
Oh, boy. That's quite spicy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a big jump up from Buffalo.
All right, Fraser. Let's hit Jay with the next question here.
Oh, please. Okay, Jack. The next question is, I'm going to give you an NBA team, and you have to tell me the sponsor that would be on, like, their jersey. So, like, for example, if I said Toronto Raptors, you would say...
I don't even know that.
That's a great question, though. I love that question.
Is it Bell? I don't know.
What's Toronto Raptors is...
Sun Life.
Sun Life. Sun Life is Toronto Raptors, right?
Yeah,
is
it? I'm going to eat the wing. I don't know.
So I'm going to give you, obviously, a different one than Toronto Raptors. And you
was that the question? Sorry. I didn't mean to jump in there. I thought it was an example.
No, that wasn't the question. That was an example.
I don't.
Okay, so your team, Jack, is the Portland Trail Blazers.
I'm going to it's probably Dirty Dick's hot sauce, which is what I'm going to eat because I don't know the answer to this. If I had that, I'll say Lids. Maybe Lids got us. Everyone loves Lids.
Oh geez. Yeah, I can't say that's right.
What's the right answer, Fraser?
The right answer is Performance Health Biofreeze.
Oh, is that that camp? That like drink camp that they always used to have? Oh, BioSteel. No, no. Never heard. No, I never heard of that one.
I have no idea.
No one knows this.
Is my question the Hornets? Because The wraps are on in the background against the Hornets. So I'm hoping that's not the question or else they cheated, but I don't have my glasses on anyway, so I probably can't see their sponsor. All right, what is it?
It's not the Hornets. Yours is going to be the Miami Heat.
Ooh, I feel like I've seen this jersey so much because they have so many, like, the Miami Vice jerseys are so nice. Let me think for a second. What's in Miami? Florida. Florida is known for their oranges, not Tropicana. Wow, this is total. Oh, Vice is giggling a bit, but I don't think that's right. I'm going to go with. Oh, fuck. This is a total crapshoot. I don't even know. I couldn't even.
You're not getting this.
I'm going to say Tropicana because I literally have no other idea. What's the answer, Fice?
That is not the answer. The answer is Ultimate Software Group. Ultimate
Software Group. Getting that ever.
I think I could only name like two. Like, aren't the Warriors Bumble?
Yeah, that's the one I did know.
And yeah,
I
think, or maybe not the Warriors.
No, the Clippers. The Clippers are Bumble, aren't they?
That's right. That's right.
And the Lakers are Wish. Milwaukee Bucks is.
You're reading the list though.
Harley Davidson, I believe.
Yes, you're.
No,
right.
I'm just. These are coming off my head here.
I think. Who's? Isn't Lids? Doesn't Lids sponsor someone? I feel like the Knicks or something like that, or New Era maybe sponsors the Knicks or something like that. I don't know. Whatever. Here we go.
All right. So what do you got, Jack?
Maybe
this is Dirty Dick. They don't sponsor the Pacers, apparently.
I've got this like extra spicy Tabasco, and I didn't think that was quite hot enough for the third ranking, so I threw some like extra spicy banana peppers on top to make it extra bad. Well, I think that would have been spicy enough. Woo! Oh boy. Oh boy, you can feel it in the eyes almost.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like I just watched Soul again. These eyes are leaking.
Tabasco is not even hot, but this weird has this weird habanero flavor. And then with the banana peppers on top, that was just a stupid choice.
Oh, these storytellers are getting me through it though.
You told me yours was a bit worse though. You said it was a pretty high Scoville. So I'll do a dab on the last bite. I feel bad. So
what's that? Oh fuck. Yeah.
I'll just do a little dab. Because I don't want it to be unfair when we get to the next one. Because this is where it really steps up for me.
I'm gonna look up my next one.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah.
All right, Fice. Questions get easier or harder from here because the wings are definitely getting harder.
Oh, I'm not even getting no comment on that one.
All right, Jack, you ready for the next one then?
Yeah.
All right, Jack, what are the two official languages for Finland?
I don't even know this.
There's two. The two finished? Official languages for Finland.
Finnish a language? I speak Finnish. Hey, can you translate that to me in Finnish? I don't think anyone's ever said that. Is English? I think English might be one of them. I remember Tom saying people spoke English. Is Nordic like a?
Oh, you should phone a friend.
Yeah, phone Thomas. I'm going to say English and Finnish. That's way too easy. There's no way.
Whatever. That's incorrect, but you were really close.
Oh, thank you, Fice. Thank you. That means a lot right now.
Well, that's what I would have guessed, honestly.
I love you, Fice.
Everyone spoke English.
And I remember you saying a lot of people spoke English, and I don't think it's Finnish.
What I'm thinking is maybe, I thought it was Finnish because the thing with Finnish is like, or what I thought the Finnish language was, is for example, the word dog, there's like a million ways to say the word dog. So like, it depends like the situation. It could be spelled like completely different. I don't think it's sweet. Like something, it makes me think of like maybe it's like Swedish or something like that. But I think I would have known if they spoke Swedish. I don't know. Is it something like your Nordic? Like it has a different, like you said, the Nordic. This is really embarrassing. I mean, I know it's not my question, but I feel obliged to answer.
Like 6 months.
But everyone spoke English and Finnish. So, well, obviously it's not Finnish. Well, I'd have to lock in. What are other languages? I'm just going to lock in Swedish and English because, oh, maybe it's not English though. I mean, I'm not locking it in anyways. Maybe it's Finnish and Swedish, but everyone just knows English. It's not French or.
You're thinking way too much into a question that's not yours right now.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Feist. Just tell us the answer. All right.
The answer is Finnish and Swedish.
Okay. I rationed that out. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
I steward you there, Jay.
Well, 6 months ago, you steward me whenever you said everyone spoke English.
Mm-hmm.
You find the long con. You knew this would happen.
I conspired for that one. All right. What's mine, Feist?
All right, Tom. What are the three official languages in Belgium?
All right.
I think I could answer this maybe.
I'm going to go with French, German, and okay, it worries me. I want to say English, but I don't know if Belgian is a language. I don't think it is. I'm going to go with German, French, and English. Final answer.
Incorrect, but it was really close.
Fuck. Do you have a guess, Jack?
No, unless Belgian's a language, I would have said that. Dutch, if that's even a language, and then English.
The answer is Dutch, French, and German.
Oh yeah, that was stupid. Well, I'm not mad at that though. I got a percentage of them at least.
Okay.
All right. Nice. What do you got now, Jack?
This is torchbearer garlic. What is it?
Torchbearer?
Torchbearer garlic mustard sauce. I don't know how many Scoville. I remember seeing a couple zeros.
I'm gonna do a little finger dab too. Hot. Just okay. Because I think you've got some extra hot sauces, so I gotta rev mine up a bit.
I'm a sauce guy. I keep sauce on my deck. But
oh yeah, I just rev these up really, really saucy. So this is gonna suck.
I could tell that I looked like a lot. I would not have done this if the rules were reversed.
I have that chili paste, and I assume this shit is hot. And like I feel like you can't find like the Scoville. Like no one knows how hot it is, but I feel I'm like it's sure up there.
I cooked with that before, and you're only supposed to use like nothing of it.
Yeah, it's so like I probably shouldn't have dabbed it, but no, all right,
it's like extra. That's not good.
Cheers.
All right, cheers.
Well, yep, that's shouldn't have dabbed that. I don't know about yours. Mine are extremely spicy, but they're okay. Like they're flavorful, so they're not as bad, but the spice level it's getting there. Mm-hmm.
These wings are my wings were hot, so I'm happy. But oh, like the temperature of the meat is hot. Have you gotten to the bevs yet?
What's that?
I tried to make a point not to go for the bevs early, and I think I just was drinking on the first. Question.
No, I haven't been drinking much water. I'm just having a pop just because it tastes good.
Oh, I'm not ready for the next one, I don't think. How many Scovilles? How many Scovilles is the last one?
Mad Dog 357,000. Yep,
it's not three times hotter than the one look I at just this. Did.
How much sauce is on that? That's not good.
That's 300 times more than what we just did, I think.
All right. Feister, hit us with this question.
This is the last question for each of you?
Yep.
And it's probably one of the hardest ones. Sorry, boys, but I think I'll just give it to you.
Thanks, boys. Just give it to me, boys.
Okay, so basically, I'm going to tell you a bunch of things about a country without saying the country, and you have to guess the country.
All right.
Why is this geography?
So if it was Canada, you know, I might say like hockey, maple syrup, or something along those lines. Lots of lakes. Okay. So Jack, you're first.
Yep.
Lush green countryside, big exports in tobacco, sugar, nickel. Main religion in the country is Roman Catholic. It's located in the Northern Hemisphere and the Western Hemisphere. What country am I?
Want to run through one more time?
Okay, so lush green countryside, big exports in tobacco, sugar, nickel. The main religion in the country is Roman Catholic, and it's located in the Northern Hemisphere and the Western Hemisphere.
Oh, Mark, I don't know anything about hemispheres. And I can't place anything on a map. Tobacco makes me think, and sugar makes me think like Mexico. That's a big exporter. I don't think it would be that. It's too general. Then again, you said Oslo earlier. I was probably gonna eat the last one anyway. I'll say Mexico.
Mad Dog on the line.
I'll say Mexico.
That's a good answer. Mexico?
Yeah.
It's a good answer. It's incorrect though.
I figured
everything. It's somewhere in South America though, right?
Oh, you have the sugar in the
that area.
Oh my god.
What is it, Pfizer?
Cuba.
Oh,
I was thinking Ecuador.
Makes sense now, eh?
I was not thinking. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Now.
That wasn't too bad. Still a hard question.
That's good.
But
that's fine.
All right, Pfizer, hit me with my question before we have to go through the agony of this last wing.
Okay. Same thing. I'm going to give you a couple things regarding the country, and you have to guess it, okay?
Yeah.
So it's located in the Northern Hemisphere and Eastern Hemisphere. The language is Arabic. The national animal is an eagle, and it has neighboring countries both by water and land. Who am I?
Can you run those questions back one more time?
Yes. Located in the Northern Hemisphere and Eastern Hemisphere. The main language is Arabic. The national animal is an eagle and has both neighboring countries by water and land.
By water and land. So there's like an island near it? Is that what that means?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
All right. I really am struggling with the Arabic part because I don't know who speaks the like that dialect. Eagle. I feel like eagle and Egypt. I don't know if it's just because they first start with E's, but I'm going to go with Egypt because the eagle sticks out for me for some reason, but I don't even know if they speak Arabic, so I can be completely off, but I'm going to lock that in.
That's correct.
Let's go.
You still have to eat it. You're getting punished too.
Yeah, I'm eating it either way, but I'm pretty happy with myself there. I thought I was going to look kind of stupid.
That's really good. That's a good one. Right. That's a good
answer.
I was thinking Russia.
Are you going to lock it in? Give you a bit of a dab, as Sean says. It's tradition around here. Before we do this, I don't know what's going to happen after this, so we're going to thank Ryan for coming on and giving us some questions here.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Maybe we'll make this a regular thing with different punishments. How's your dab, Jack?
My dab. My thing's coated.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Cheers. Good luck. Oh, it just tastes, you can just tell it's so much worse.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, I might vomit.
Oh. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh. We should not have dabbed it.
Mm-mm.
Oh man.
Oh my god.
Oh, I need to run my water. My tongue. Oh.
Oh,
oh. That's not good. Why did we dab it?
No.
What are you eating?
Ice.
Vice, I can't even explain it to you. My tongue's pulsing.
I don't know how they do this. I'm in pain.
I put it on my tongue too much.
Whole thing went on my tongue.
Oh, I don't even know. This. We can't even have this.
I can't eat this.
I mean, like, what is this for podcast listening?
Mm-mm.
Thanks for being emotional support, Vice.
No problem, boys.
I need bread. Mom, I need bread.
Oh my god, this hurts.
It's my tongue.
Yeah.
I put it on my tongue right away. It was so stupid.
Mom, I need bread. Holy fuck.
I feel like that was actually not smart. Like, I feel like my tongue's not going to get better now.
No. I can just fuck myself up.
I can still taste the oranges, though, so. Kind of.
All right, I'm done.
All right. Are you going to go puke?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming out, Vice.
No problem.
Cheers. Bye.
Wait, later.
Thanks for everyone for listening. Hope that was an enjoyable experience. Not great for us, but take it easy. Peace.